Feminine people have feminine names, princess, and we are going to be making some very pretty changes to yours soon. You can forget all about your silly former male name, which just doesn't suit you one bit, princess. You may have chosen a unique female name for yourself already, and that is perfectly fine, sweetie, but let's just put that on hold for a minute. You might have a pretty name for yourself, but it is unlikely that this is what people generally know you as, princess. This is why for the time being we are going to acquaint you with a new name that you will be known as by the women you meet. Yes, princess, your new name is Sissy. It is your legitimate name, just like your girly friends' names might be Jacinda and Bethany. You will be known as Sissy from this point onward. If you ever decide to live as a female on a permanent basis, you can look into getting a more personalized name such as Trishy or Penny or Dally or Kimmy, but for now your name is simply Sissy. From now on you will introduce yourself as Sissy to any women that you meet. If you go shopping online for pretty dresses and makeup, you will have the items addressed to Sissy. You know this is appropriate, princess, and you are more than happy with this fun little change we are making. Next time you meet a girl at a party or a friend's house, you will remember to introduce yourself as Sissy and make it clear that Sissy is your name and what you would like to be called. If you get any strange looks from girls when you inform them of your name, you might look a little ashamed or embarrassed, but you will make it clear that Sissy is in fact your real name and that it makes you very sad that people may find it difficult to accept you as Sissy. Almost all girls are kind-hearted and warm, princess, and I'm sure they will not want to make you feel bad about yourself. And after the initial surprise, I think they will grow to love your name and you will positively sparkle whenever you are referred to as Sissy. Maybe a good way to practice getting used to your name would be to use it on the telephone, princess. Yes, sweetie, perhaps you could call a toll-free number and make a simple inquiry about something, making sure to mention your name to the nice lady you are speaking to. Of course, she will be professional and will not laugh at you or insult you for having such an adorable little name, though she may find herself giggling and gossiping about you with all her friends later on. It is very important that you simply allow this change to occur, princess, as it is going to be a huge weight off your little shoulders to reveal your new name to all sorts of women. They will immediately identify you as a feminine person upon being introduced as Sissy, and this will make it much easier for you to make friends with girls who could otherwise mistake you for a genuine male. Maybe when you meet new women from now on, you could say something like, "Hi, my name is Sissy. It's so nice to meet you," or, "How lovely to meet you. I'm Sissy and oh my god, your blouse is to die for." It is perfectly okay and appropriate if they laugh at you, Sissy, and you will take their laughter with good nature and a feminine smile. Women love mincing femi faggots, princess, just not in a sexual way. The more feminine you are around women, the more comfortable they will be and the more you will be treated like one of the girls. This is what you want, princess, and a big part of that is having an appropriate name, which will really help to break the ice. Telling women that your name is Sissy is just another way of telling them all about your true nature without having to go into an appropriate explicit detail about hunky guys' big hard cocks and how you like it rough in your little pussy and mouth. Yes, princess, the second you say the word Sissy, women will know that you are not a man at all and they will probably be very curious about you as they may not have ever witnessed a genuine Sissy in person, though they may have read about them online. Maybe they will ask you some pretty questions about what type of guys you're into, where you go to get your nails done, do you prefer to wear a satin blouse with a knee-length black skirt and ballet flats, or would you rather a sluttier pink crop top that shows off your midriff with a short skirt that barely covers your pussy and tan pantyhose with a pair of suede platform heels that just make your legs look positively yummy, princess? There are so many places you can go to meet women and get used to your new name, sweetie. Why not make an appointment over the phone with a local hair salon in the name Sissy? Then when you arrive, it will be much easier as they will already be expecting you. The same could be said for many other places such as beauty salons or waxing parlors, princess. You can even refer to yourself as Sissy when making an appointment with a doctor or dentist, princess, but this is up to you. Whatever you decide, sweetie, it is of the utmost importance that you get used to your new name until it becomes second nature to introduce yourself as Sissy. Perhaps at a party where there are a lot of girls, you could introduce yourself to one girl as Sissy, and then she will introduce you to all of her friends and save you the itsy bitsy embarrassment you might feel. And no, princess, I'm not talking about the little cluddy between your fingers. If you are extremely shy about your name, you could even start out by just using it online. Maybe you could make a profile on a site with a picture of your face and the name Sissy just to see how people react. This is fine as a temporary measure to help you adjust, sweetie, but it is no substitute for real-life acceptance of your new name and your true self. I have faith in you, princess, and I know that you will not disappoint me when it comes to using your name whenever it is appropriate to do so. Perhaps a woman may knock on your door one day as part of her job. If this happens, sweetie, you owe it to her to hear what she has to say, as you are a little sissy and you should be grateful that any woman in the world wants anything to do with you, princess. Maybe she would want to talk to you about insurance or do a survey to help her with market research. You will oblige her politely and as a good sissy always should. She may introduce herself to you when you open the door, giving you the perfect opportunity to introduce yourself and show an appropriate amount of interest in her cause. Sissies are always polite to women, princess, and therefore it is very likely you will go out of your way to make her job easier and maybe make a nice new friend who knows all about you and your pretty little name in the process. Just so there isn't any confusion, sweetie, the name Sissy will only apply to women you meet who don't already know about your true self. If you already have a feminine name that I know you as, it is perfectly fine to keep that as your secret name when speaking with me. But for women who were not yet aware of your girly nature, it is much more appropriate to simply refer to yourself as Sissy. You can tell men your name also, princess, but only guys that you are attracted to sexually. If you are flirting with a guy, it might be a fun idea to mention your name to him so that he might catch on to your femininity and find himself feeling more attracted to you and likely to make a move. You are going to listen to my words as often as you like until you have accepted your new name fully, and have no hesitation in introducing yourself as Sissy to all women from now on. Think of it like having sex, princess. Maybe the first time you felt a guy's hands all over your body as he laid you down on the bed and eased himself into you, it was a little scary. But after two or three times, you probably felt a lot more comfortable with the whole process. The same principle applies here, sweetie. After you have told your new name to a handful of women, you should find it extremely easy to do so, and you will no longer feel the need to hesitate even a little bit. You know that I know what's best for you, princess, and you know that what I am saying is the truth, and you are going to make every effort to follow my instructions to the best of your ability. I will be so happy with you when you have started making more progress with your new name, sweetie, and I know that you like me to be happy with you. You may listen to this as often as you like, sweetie, and you can always come to me for advice and encouragement when you need it. I love to help you, princess, and I know that you are going to have so much fun introducing yourself as Sissy to any woman you meet from now on. Now go practice your sissy voice in the mirror, sweetie. Big cuddles and kisses for my favorite little princess.